All right, hang around to the very end of the podcast because we have a legend on the podcast today. So excited to have talked with Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn, y'all, she is still awesome and still kicking. And you just wait. Wait until you hear her. She's adorable, too. That is going to be after the jingle, the closing jingle at the end of the podcast. It'll be like the last 10 to 15 minutes of the podcast. So stick around for that.
And now,
the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's Podcast.
The sun's coming up. I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't but a funny riddle. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Oh, what a great gold that one is.
That is
that
awesome.
Tim?
Yeah, it is. It's one
awesome.
Of our it's one of our longer golds, but you know, it was just so perfect. Yeah. We had to leave it on there. Hi, we're Big D and Bubba, and Patrick and Carson is going to be walking in a little bit. We do want to thank our sponsor, O'Reilly Auto Parts, for always being there for us in the middle of the coronavirus world, where a lot of people are pulling back their advertising and all that. I mean, support your local radio stations. Just saying that right now, because it is so important to make sure that we keep people employed. It's a big deal. And so, again, thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Wanted to get their slug line out there,
yeah,
too.
Sorry about that.
It's all good.
I went into an O'Reilly, and I saw the guy. He goes, yeah, we're actually doing pretty good.
Well, I mean,
it's like, you know, they just keep doing their thing.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, we as people, we are bored. We get bored. And on lockdowns and things like that, you try to start doing all the home stuff, like Home Depot and Lowe's and all those people, Ace Hardware.
Dude,
they're all killing it right now because people are doing projects.
Go to Home Depot on a Saturday afternoon.
You got to wait in line.
Wait in line? I couldn't find a parking spot. And I don't mean like I couldn't find a decent parking spot. I mean there was literally no spot left in the parking lot.
I had to actually, and Big D said it, I had to wait in line to get in to the store.
Just
because
they
can only have a certain number of people in.
Yeah,
which,
the Goodwill near my new house, they have like a drop-off. They had to shut it down because the building is full.
Yeah.
And they don't have time to sort it. So that's how many donations people are bringing. People are cleaning out their houses. So there were several other places that are like, yeah, we're basically full. Carson keeps saying that when they finally open up the thrift stores and the Goodwills again, it's going to be good pickings.
So I have a little something I need from you guys. I want to, you know, we're talking about that. Now, like Goodwill, they're going to need to get rid of stuff, right? So don't you think their prices are going to be even better?
Wouldn't you
think? I would think. So my thought is that this is also probably a good time to buy a car. I have to buy a car for my daughter like ASAP, but I was waiting until the last minute. But now they have all the, you know, touchless, you know, transaction stuff going on, and they're all advertising that.
There are some people doing really good deals.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So is this like the best time for me to get like a, because I'm going to get her a little used car, starter car, and I'm like, man, this could actually work in our favor this time. For once. Well, I'm just thinking, don't you think it would be a good time? Like, can I be a little harder on the negotiation? Like, hey,
yeah,
I mean,
you don't do that.
You're not a good negotiator.
I'm not. But what I'm saying is,
we don't let Bubba negotiate things.
Should I take a harsher stance and go, look, I'm not going any higher than this, and that's it.
Yes.
So
now's a good time to do almost any type of business, unless you're buying toilet paper or food. You can negotiate.
Okay. I really am terrible at negotiations. I mean, I'm good with the idea of it, but when it finally comes down to it, I go,
Carson, we were talking about when the Goodwills and the thrift stores open up again, how it's just going to be, it's going to be like all new stuff.
And who's going to be first in line?
Carson cannot wait until the Goodwill. You don't just go to the Goodwill. You go to the Goodwill
outlet. Where you pay by the pound.
What?
Yes.
It is.
I didn't even know they had an outlet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got one right behind us here.
Wow.
And you go and you dig through troughs and you
might
want to.
Treasure hunt.
Yeah, you may want to wear gloves because you never know what might be buried.
Well, nowadays, you have to wear gloves.
Suggest you wear gloves at the Goodwill.
And you go hunting and you comb through stuff. And I always bring bags. Some people have like carriages, but I just bring bags and I stuff them full. And you bring them up and you put them on a scale and they charge you per pound.
Carriages.
Yeah. Oh, like a shopping cart. What do you guys mean, buggy?
Bring their own
I say a buggy.
Shopping cart?
Like, what do you call it, Big D? Oh. A buggy or a carriage or a shopping cart?
A cart.
I call it a cart.
I'll call it a cart or a buggy. Get a buggy. Get a cart.
Yeah, I forget that.
I'll say buggy.
When I moved from Connecticut and I was out shopping with someone, I'm like, oh, let me go get a carriage. And they go, what?
Getting a carriage, Cinderella. Good for you.
I will say it's not a good time if you're trying to sell a house. So anybody wants to buy a house, hit me up. I'm just saying.
You had an offer on yours, the one that you're selling, right?
I had a crazy offer.
Like a bad one?
Yeah.
Of course.
Like, they offered me tens of thousands of dollars less than I'm looking for. Like, I'm all about, you know, making a fair negotiation, but it was... And then we countered, and then they just disappeared. So
it's like me on eBay.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what I noticed is that I was talking to my neighbor, one of my new neighbors yesterday, who was trying to buy a dog. And they wanted a specific type of dog. I don't remember what kind, but one of these that's harder to find. And said there are tons of ads on Facebook where there's full Facebook pages. You know, oh, it was miniature dachshund. Mm-hmm. Miniature dachshund puppies. And here they are, and pictures. And it says they're local to your area. They have a local phone number and all this stuff. And then they're not.
They're puppy mills?
And it's a scam. It's not a puppy mill. It's a scam.
Like who?
They want you to pay in advance, and then they will fly the dog to you. And he's like, that's when he went, wait a minute, I thought you were right here in town. Oh, no, we just use those numbers so that we can get local advertising. You know, no, it's a scam. They're scamming people into buying dogs.
That's how my wife bought our dog, is she bought it from someone who flew it in. And, I didn't have any knowledge of this until after the fact when it was, so we have to go to the airport and pick up the puppy.
You know when the signs that you have money is? That.
Yeah. Seriously.
The sad part is looking above his face. He's like, I ain't got no money. You know why you don't have money?
Because my wife buys dogs.
Because you have a dog.
That would have to be flown to us. Yeah, man. Everything is relative.
Well, he was saying something like these dogs usually cost like over $1,000, but they were finding them for $400 and $500, and it was too good to be true. And I was like, yeah, because it's a scam.
It is too good to be true.
Or at the same time, I mean, they're reducing the cost because nobody's buying.
No, everybody's buying dogs.
Really?
Yes. Dog sales, pet sales are higher than ever because people have time to stay home with their new dog and train it. And hang out with it. So, yeah, dog sales
are high. Also, just as a reminder, shelters are always a good place to find animals. Please go adopt
best friend. But I will say this. There are a lot of places where the shelters are empty.
There's a lot of shelters that aren't. As somebody who is in rescue,
there
are a lot. So
if you want a dog,
go
get you a dog.
I was at rescue.
Please look.
Don't forget that.
That's right.
So thank you to my mom on Mother's Day weekend for rescuing me. I was a rescue.
That is, yeah.
See? Well,
the reason
you were
brought
chosen.
Up,
that's right.
You were chosen.
The reason I brought up the dog scam thing is I noticed there are a lot of people with this scam where they're trying to buy your house. Like, I get a lot of calls and emails and even text messages. Would you like to sell your house? Man, it's so fishy. And then you call the number, and it's this is not a working number. You get one of these phone calls from a number that you know is, it looks like a local number, and you call it back, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know what the scam is. I don't know what the end game is. They get all your information, and then they steal your deed. I don't know. But that's not real. If somebody really wants to buy your house, look them up. They ought to have a
go to an actual licensed realtor.
Yeah.
And start there.
That's wholesalers that will buy your house, but you should talk to a realtor still.
Still, yeah, exactly. That's,
Realtors who will put you in touch with a wholesaler
We have great realtor friends, and I'm sure you'll hear us talking about them on the radio as the week goes on. But
yeah, those things are just – do not sell your house to a guy who texts you randomly out of the blue.
You guys are familiar with TikTok, of course, the app.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with poultry?
You mean like chicken?
Does that predate Carson?
Yes.
Is that pre? Oh my God! Stop everything, D.
Oh, you don't
Before
even know that.
Before you go to that, you have to.
All right. So
that was a callback to several years ago.
And I still get text messages from several people every other month that says, are you familiar with Bolter?
You know what? My favorite listeners, of all the 17 listeners, my favorite ones are the ones who randomly text or call with just stuff that I thought only the three of us thought was
like
funny.
Just like the person who texted me with the thing that what were we talking about on the show?
There's something today where we got a random text. I can't remember what it is.
It's just great, like random little weird callbacks that people remember. It's the best.
So, Carson, I am Gunner and I are driving, and there's a thing where you can – it's like a right-hand turn on a light, and you can go, but you have to yield to traffic that are turning. And then there's a yield sign right there. And so I kind of see it. There's a car coming. I kind of slow down, and then, boom, I get hit from behind. Get out. You know, it's not that bad. It's going to have to get a new bumper, but it's this kid. He's like, 17 years old. And he's all nervous. And, you know, I'm on the phone. I immediately just called 911, to get the cops to get a report. And he's at my door telling me he has money. I have money.
Your car door, right?
What other door would he be at?
Well, I mean, it just sounds like he was at your house.
I was just in a wreck.
I mean, I was listening to the rest of the story, and no, it didn't sound that way. So, continue.
Anyway. Yes, Bubba, my car door.
Thank you.
And he says, I've got money. I go, hold on a second. No, I have money. I have money in my truck, in my Jeep. Hold on, man. I'm on the phone with the, there's been a fender bender wreck, blah, 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 blah. So he's all like freaked out because it's his dad's truck, Jeep. And he says, I said, so we're waiting. I go, listen, man, it's fine. Don't worry about it, bro. I said, this stuff happens. That's why we have insurance. He goes, yeah. I said, what's your dad do? He looks at me as serious as he can. And he says, are you familiar with poultry? And I look around and I go, you mean like chicken?
Like chicken?
He goes, yeah. I go, yes. His dad has like a chicken farm, and they sell, wholesale to whoever.
The most bizarre poultry. Are you familiar with poultry? It's one of the most weird things I've ever heard.
It's like saying, are you familiar with Greek mythology? Because, maybe you are, maybe you aren't.
Now, by familiar, does he mean in the biblical way? I don't know, because I'm not.
So, yeah.
Wow. That's okay. All right.
So that's where that comes from.
Are you familiar with poultry? Carson's been here like, 4.5 years now? Mm-hmm. But it's still fun to me that we'll occasionally come up with things and go, oh my gosh, that's before
I don't
you got
know
here.
That.
Oh, well, let
it's
us
BC
explain.
Before Carson.
So I was going to tell you guys that there is one of the hot videos on TikTok is making the rounds. I was informed about this last night around the campfire. We had a campfire. It was a fire pit. We didn't go camping. And I figured you guys should see it. If you want to see it on the camera, here you go.
Oh, that's not good. Are those?
What is that?
That is a dude. That's Gunner. Oh, why?
Yeah. This was done. I'll play it again for you.
Oh my gosh. They're basically showing Gunner's cleavage, and he has no hair, so it looks like it could be a woman's cleavage because he must have inherited Big D's completely hairless gene.
Yeah. And I was like, he goes, yeah. I go, he goes, yeah, it's kind of taken off now. I go, what are you doing? Why is that? It's a video. It's a clip. I know you explained it, but
how did that get out in the wild anyway?
Because one of his friends posted it. They posted it, and then I was sitting around, and one of the guys goes, "Mr. Derek, have you seen the TikTok video of Gunner?" I go,
"Oh no,
no."
Why would he show that to you?
He goes, "Ha ha! You've got to see this." I'm like, "All right, well, what is it, dude?" And it starts off, and it looks like cleavage of a chick. Yeah. And then it backs out, and it's just him. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's great. You know who loves that? College Scouts. Love.
You know who else loves that? Your mom. Hold on a minute.
Oh, my gosh. She didn't even care.
She didn't care?
Not at all. She laughed. That was funny. I mean, and it is funny.
Wow, that is actually shocking. Yeah.
It is funny.
It's funny. Look, dude, I laughed.
We all had that friend who had a very well-defined chest in high school, and good for him. And
no, I mean, listen, I've got man boobs that rival any man boobs you've ever seen. But my chest is hairy, so it would never really...
It doesn't work.
...work. You see, you combine that
you
with...
You look like a circus
Big
performer.
Big D has no... has literally no eyebrows and no hair on his legs. So I imagine your chest is also hairless. I don't want to see. But I... You know,
I don't care. I'll show you.
No, please don't.
I'll show anyone who wants to see.
He has a couple. Oh, I remember you have a couple. Look,
look at that.
Look at you. You got a whole chest hair.
Yeah.
That might even be three or four of them.
I've got high T.
High T.
It's my rage.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's floating around on my.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. super proud of that.
I think you should be.
Mm-hmm. But anyway.
So, did you guys see the guy in Africa? I forget what country it was, like Zimbabwe, Tanzania, something like that. The president,
did he bless the rains?
No, okay. He didn't. He should have though. No, what he did is he was doing the tests for the COVID-19 stuff, and they'd gotten all these tests in. They didn't say where they got them in from, but there's been a rash of bad tests. I don't know if you've. Okay, so I've been following this like crazy. I still watch the debriefings in the afternoons, too, just because it's fascinating.
I thought they stopped doing them a week and a half ago.
Well, no, they still have them where, like, the press secretary come out and that kind of stuff, the new one. Anyway, this guy went and randomly put some tests in with not only the actual test, but he took non-human things. Like, he took a fruit and a goat and different things like that. And did swabs on them and then labeled them with human names and ages. And they were sent off for the results. And then they came back. Some of them came back positive for COVID. So he was just proving a point that
the testing
is terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's not the test we're using in the U.S. before we start a conspiracy theory.
I thought it was a meme. I'm like, there's no way. Dude, I went down the rabbit hole and I'm like, holy crud. This is real. Like, we don't know anything. We don't know anything.
I think we know more than the guy in Africa who ordered a bunch of tests. I think we do.
Who did a test on a goat.
And then tested it on a goat.
That's pretty smart, though, to do that.
Yeah, because you get honest results.
One way to make sure you know your tests are crap, but your tests are crap, because you ordered them online from the guy who tried to buy my house. So that was where you messed up, okay?
He got a text. Would you like to test your population?
Miniature dachshund puppies or COVID test. Yeah. We got them. We got a great deal. We got 500,000 tests for $78.
Also, it's not really great though if you're the leader of that country for people to feel comfortable and.
Yeah, no,
I think I go the other way. I think, man, what a good leader. He's checking to make sure that you know they
He's
are
basically
getting
telling
the best
you he
of the
got
best.
Scammed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he could have conducted this test privately.
Okay, yeah, so these tests were going on all over. There are a bunch of countries that have bad tests, bad batches.
Well.
It's crazy, man. I still believe I had it, and I've signed up for that serology thing to see if I have the antibodies, and they still, the last thing that I did, they want me to take all kinds of medication, like, you know.
What?
Yeah, the last one I signed up for, or I started to sign up for, and then you get to like the final page, and they're like, okay, so if you pop positive, you agree to this, this, and this, and this, and this, and some will be placebo, some will be, who knows,
yeah,
it might be placenta.
That's not an antibody test. That's a regular test.
No, they wanted to try all kinds of different stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not on this one. That's wrong. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever know if I had it or not.
I think you did.
I'm 99%
sure I did.
There's
a company in Nashville that'll do an antibody test in 1 minute.
There's, I know like Quest or one of those companies that's a national chain. They do a lot of testing. I've heard good and bad from them for the antibody. So I don't know. I'm going to do it. I just don't know when. But here's the interesting thing is I think it went through our firehouse. Yeah, there it goes. But I think it went through, you know, in the early part of the year, as we talked about, myself and my buddy and a couple other guys, we all were sick with the same stuff. And one of our guys went and did about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, went and did CPR. Had to do CPR, like very intense, you know, there's a bunch of crud in the air when you're doing CPR. And he did that, had to ride in all the way to the hospital. So he was up close and personal with this patient for 90 minutes. Oof. And, you know, he came out negative. So I'm thinking that might mean he had it whenever it came around the first time. Because if anybody would have gotten it, it would have been him.
But then if they test you, you would come back negative. Because if they tested him and you think he already had it, but he came back negative, wouldn't that be the same thing for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you wouldn't have to take all those pills and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the whole thing. I mean,
Bubba wants to. Let him do it.
I really want to. I'll do anything except shove that thing up into my brain.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Dude, I don't. I personally would. I think I would rather die of COVID-19 than shove a Q-tip into my. What? I'm just saying.
I mean, that's
dude.
A bit excessive. You went a little far.
Dude, there are certain things I can't do. Like, I can't go to the eye doctor like everybody else. I get
so. It takes four people to hold me down to put drops in my eyes.
I'm that bad. They do that little puff of air.
Yeah.
And I
don't understand why you guys are so weird about that.
I can't.
Like, I'll touch my eye right now.
No, just stop it. I don't want to watch you touch your eye. You weirdo.
I mean, I don't know. I had to have something cauterized, however you say it, in my nose once, and they had to shove like that big soldering iron up my face. So that's why I'm like, COVID-19, that's nothing. Like, they have burned the inside of my skull. This is, please, give me the Q-tip. Bring it.
Wow.
It's easy.
I wish y'all could see the stare that you're getting right now. I am just amazed.
I just don't think it's not that big of a deal. That way you test, like, find out if you had it. What is it? A couple of seconds of
I'm down with the blood thing. Take the little drop of blood, which is another thing. Like, I'm cool with somebody sticking a needle in me or doing whatever. Big D, on the other hand, I don't know if you know, he has a irrational fear, like completely irrational fear of needles. He can't handle it.
I have a friend like that, and she, like, when she goes to the doctor, she refuses things. Like, she won't get her blood drawn for tests. And I go, can't even feel it anymore. Like, I just had to get my blood drawn on Monday, and I still have the bruise because my veins are hard to find or some blood, but I always end up with like blood under the skin. And the thing is, people are always like, oh my gosh, what did they do to you? Nothing. I didn't even feel it. It just looks bad. But I get it. If I don't like to look at it.
You bruise like my dad?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just weird. I guess I bruise easily, but there is something weird about, like, I'll donate blood, but I don't want to watch you sticking that needle in me. I'll look anywhere else. I have no, I get the, it's creepy and like this little silver
but
thing.
But you're fine with touching your eyeball and shoving that thing up your brain.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I was brought up, you know, to be seen and not heard. So I don't really yell about much. I mean, if I'm in pain, I usually suffer in silence. And so, yeah, like, if the eye doctor tells me we need to put a puff of something in your eye, like, I'm not supposed to say no to that. They're the doctor. So you do it.
You know what I don't like about masks? I don't like about face masks. Like, I'm watching the news is on, and Fox and CNN are showing one of the things. But whenever you have a face mask on and you're doing physical something, it looks terrible. You can't, like, you know, I'm pretty good at hiding when I'm winded. You know, I can kind of pull it off to where, you know, nobody knows that, okay, he's tapped out. Not with a mask. On a mask and it's going. We have those weird duck ones that look like duck bills, you know, that we have to use. And I swear I must look like Howard the Duck freaking out. It's the worst looking thing ever. You can't hide.
It makes you feel that much fatter.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't hide.
You're like, it's so obvious. Maybe I should be wearing a mask when I'm out running, but now you've just given me another reason not to.
Not to run or not to wear the mask?
Not to wear the mask. Like, it's already...
It's terrible. I don't know, man. I'm over this.
Do you see this, the thing Jimmy Kimmel did where he edited a video to make Mike Pence look like he was delivering empty boxes to a nursing home?
Uh-uh.
Oh, dude. This is the kind of stuff that makes you just hate everyone. Because the vice president's helping unload supplies out of a van at a nursing home. They're putting boxes on a cart and pushing them in. And then he goes back to the van at the inn, and the guys tell him, Those last boxes are empty, sir. And then he goes, oh, can we just carry those in for the, you know, for the meet, for the cameras? And everybody laughs. And, and the other guy says, oh, yeah, they would sure be lighter. And then, and then they close the door and the van drives away. And Kimmel took the end of the video where he said that and then showed him pushing the boxes in afterwards to where it looked like he brought the empty boxes in just for a publicity stunt. And that went viral.
But he did. Did he say this is a joke? I mean,
no, he didn't do it though. He didn't.
I know, but okay. I mean, they also make things.
His tweet, and I'm looking at Kimmel's tweet. It says an empty box carrying an empty box for a publicity stunt. They didn't. They set it up like that was real.
Patrick gets riled up.
I hate that. Why would you do that just to try to make somebody look? That's not even funny. You're just
Everybody's supposed to be just a comedian. Trying to get a viral video. That's everything's about getting the viral video.
You got
now.
It. It went viral. But at the same time, it's like we have enough problem having any faith in our leaders and our media. I don't need you to do stuff like this to make people look bad for literally no reason.
And these are the same people who get mad whenever somebody shouts the words fake news. And then other people go, well, yeah, but Jimmy Kimmel isn't news. I get that. I get that.
His tweet was covered as news. It was picked up by hundreds of sites and covered like it was real.
Like, man, all of them, left, right. Republican, Democrat, they all do dumb stuff.
Well, BuzzFeed posted the full video, and BuzzFeed is pretty, I mean, they're a little crazy on both sides, but they posted the full video so you could see the entire thing and show how it was edited. And the guy who wrote the story said, it's sad that I can't believe I have to debunk this. But that's the world we live in. Like,
you've just debunked
it,
so if somebody gets it, they know. Now they're going to
go, oh, yeah. It's a weird thing how BuzzFeed has become this credible source of news.
And it's, I mean.
No, seriously, because there have been things that I look at BuzzFeed and I go, this came from BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
It's kind of like 10 years ago.
I was going to say, I don't think I've even looked at BuzzFeed.
Well, no, like TMZ, when it used to be, I mean, it still is, it's very celebrity gossip, paparazzi. And yet, we all look to TMZ now to confirm celebrity deaths. Because TMZ, they're the ones who actually know.
Because they're in
thing.
The celebrity's bedroom.
They are, but they also don't normally get it wrong. That's why I can't think of an instance where TMZ was wrong about it. And that's why that TMZ is my go-to. Like, if I see somebody trending, uh-oh, better go to TMZ. What's going on?
Is Kim Jong-un alive? I mean, I know he did an appearance, but some people are saying it was a body double.
Man. Who knows?
Yeah, I found myself looking the other day trying to figure, okay, is he really alive?
It looks
or not?
Just like him, so I'm thinking it's him, but they do have the body doubles.
Yeah. Everybody's got a doppelganger.
He's got that walk. It's very unique. It's a really strange, what do you call that, gait?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever paid attention to his walk. Yeah, I kind of want to look.
Yeah, it's really, really different.
Is it a waddle? Like a side to side?
No, it's just weird. It's different.
It is weird.
Hey, you know what I did last night, Patrick? Smoked hamburgers.
That's interesting.
I know. I didn't know how it was going to work out. I was going to just do one and test it, and I was like, because I was running out of time. I was like, I ought to steal them all. It was like 5 pounds of hamburger meat. So I had like 9 or 10 hamburgers, big patties, and smoked them over hickory. And then I went for like 45 minutes, I guess, and they turned pink. It's a weird kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought them in.
They cook, but the inside never actually changes color. Like, it's kind of like roast beef.
Yes, you know? Yes. And so then I brought it in, and I put it on the cast iron skillets with a little bit of bacon grease and finished them off with bacon and
delicious.
Cheese. It was really good. It was different. I don't know how I would do it all the time. Everyone said it was the best I've ever made. But I don't think
it
was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was.
That's some high praise.
It's a very different kind of thing. I was also telling Bubba when I brought in those pork bellies for him to eat, to try. And he was like, dude, these are unbelievable.
They are.
I'm like, why places don't sell that?
I don't know.
Barbecue places?
Is it
expensive?
Is it too hard to do? Or
not any harder than really anything else. I mean, there's some trimming.
Is it just the fact
that
maybe it's called pork bellies? And I know like a lot of people would be...
call it meat candy.
Meat candy would be a great...
That's what people call it.
Because it's awesome. Yeah, if you call it a pork belly, I know people would be like, I'm not going to eat the belly. I mean, that's like...
it's bacon. Like, I mean, it's bacon is what it is.
Yeah.
That's where bacon comes from. So it's like you call it bacon squares. because that's really what it is.
It is so good.
It's so good. It does take a little while to cook. It's like a 10, 11, 12-hour process.
That's probably the problem.
But it's not any different than brisket. People do brisket all the time. Poorly.
Can you do them at the same time?
Snob.
Yeah. I'm looking at Kim Jong's walk. He has a limp. That's what it is. He tries to hide it.
It's not the limp, I think, that he's talking about. It's kind of like he walks with his hands backwards, like it kind of just...
Yeah, his belly's forward, stuck out.
Really sticks his belly out, so he's standing up straight, and he has this just very strange gait. It's...
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like he's got a limp.
No. Okay. Anyway. All right, I think we have officially run out of stuff to talk about.
I agree.
So, hey, Loretta Lynn, man.
Loretta Lynn, going to be on the end of the podcast, so that's coming up.
Who's first?
Loretta Lynn.
Oh, is that we just doing Loretta Lynn?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Good. I was confused.
Your car door?
No, I was going to do... thank you. Are you familiar with poultry?
Did you hear that?
The sun's coming up. I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't but a funny riddle. I thank God I'm a country boy.
All I see is Porky Pig.
What?
Carson, God bless you, Tim.
Carson was not in here when we did the gold. Yeah, that's our new gold.
That's a whole lot of gold right there.
That's a whole lot going on.
That is a
right
big
there.
Nugget.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great Mother's Day weekend. If your mom's around, call your mom. If not, go put flowers. Do the right thing. Be awesome. We love you. And to all the moms, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio. Every day.
I got thanks.
It was the podcast.
I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't but
that's so bad.
But a funny riddle. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Miss Loretta Lynn. Hey, Miss Loretta, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So good to talk to you. And
well, good to talk to you, too. I was just telling everybody a while ago, I can't wait to get up and get out of here and do a few dates and
I'm getting
where I want to get out of here.
Oh, sure. Same. I think everybody's ready to get back to work, and that's something. I mean, you know, as soon as they can make some announcements, we're looking forward to getting out and seeing you.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, thank you, honey.
So, tell us about this relationship that you've had over the years. You know, this book is called "Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust: My Friendship with Patsy Cline." Can you take us back, Miss Loretta, to the first time you guys met and how that happened?
Well, I sang on the Ernest record shop, and I sang Patsy, her and her brother, was in a car accident out there in Madison, Tennessee, and she almost was killed there. And I sang a song and dedicated it to Patsy, "I Fall to Pieces." That was a bad song to sing for, I think. Patsy sent her husband down to the Ernest Tubb record shop to get me to bring me to the hospital so I could meet her. So Charlie did come to the record shop. I didn't know who he was. And so I had my husband go, you know, come with me. And that's how we met.
Wow.
When we got there, they had her leg wired up to the ceiling, you know, holding it up. You could see she was all beat up. Her head was all bandaged up. Her face was all bandaged up. And she said to me, she said, "Sit down, little gal." And I sat down. And then that's how it started. We just started talking. I said, "You're not mad at me, Patsy, for singing your song, are you?" She says, "No, the only reason I'd be mad at you is if you sang it better than I do."
So
she was a character.
So over the years, the two of you really got to be really close, and to the point where, now correct me if I'm wrong, and I hope I don't misspeak, but you guys would trade each other's clothes and even underwear. Is this right?
She gave me a lot of clothes. She gave me underwear. She gave me a pair of panties that I wore for 4 years. I don't know how long she wore them, but they're still at my house. They're the best panties I ever seen.
Well made, huh?
Oh, wow.
She gave me a lot of clothes. I remember a little gray skirt she gave me that I wore forever. And, you know, just different things that she thought that it would fit me, and they fit me. And her mama sewed for her, you know. Her mama was making her stage clothes.
That is the coolest thing ever. And I mean, to think that, you know, those will need to be given to the Smithsonian one day.
Oh,
just
yeah.
saying.
These underwear were worn by Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn.
Well, the book is called Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust. My
what
French...
would we be doing today if she was still here? We would be kicking more dust than you could even stand.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I think it's cool that you are still involved with motocross.
Oh, I love it.
Like Loretta Lynn and motocross.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
dude.
It's a huge thing.
Yeah,
it's a big thing here.
Yeah, Monster Energy just sponsored this year's Amateur National Motocross Championships at her ranch.
Yeah, it's a huge
thing. It's a big thing.
And it's such an honor for us. Thank you so much, Miss Loretta.
Thank you, honey. I'll send you my album as soon as I get it ready.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
So how is that? What's tell us about this new music you're doing.
Well, I wrote some things, and a lot of it I just sang, you know, but some of the stuff I wrote. And it's a new album, and we're putting it out. The last one got 2 Grammys. The song on the album got 2 Grammys, so I was proud of that.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So tell us about your day. Like, what time you get up? When you go to bed, when you get up, and, you know.
I go to bed pretty early, and I always have. And I get up early.
What's going to bed early mean? Like?
Well, I go to bed about 9, 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's not, okay.
That's kind of normal time, I think, for most people. Mm-hmm.
And you get up, and what's your breakfast of choice?
I like bacon, and I like pancakes once in a while, or a waffle.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a little fruit, and that's about it.
Are you a coffee drinker?
Yeah, I drink a little bit of coffee now and then. I never did when I was growing up, you know.
Yeah. When you look back on all the people that you've met over the years, you know, and it's pretty much everyone, any country artist you can think of, you've either shared the stage with them or have some sort of connection to them. Give us who would be your best of group if you're going to create a country super group, and maybe you had, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 people in it. Who would you want on this?
Oh, goodness. That would take me a while to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few out there.
Did you, when you look back on this, when you're writing this book, Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust, and you're talking about Patsy Cline and all the great stories you guys had, were there some of these stories that you, like, you had kind of forgotten about, and as you're, you know, talking all this stuff out, it came out, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about this story. You have any of those?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have any of those?
Honey, what time is it? Is it morning?
It is morning, yes.
That's why I can't think.
Oh, you are so adorable. I have a question, Miss Loretta. When you were a little girl sitting at your house, I've read somewhere that you know, your dad and your mom saved the radio battery for Saturday night so y'all could listen
Saturday
to the Grand Ole
Opry.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I slept on the floor all the time anyway. All of us kids had a pallet on the floor, you know. That was no big deal. We didn't have 2 beds, and Mommy and Daddy and one of the little ones slept in one, and 2 or 3 of us would fall on the other one. But most of us half the time would sleep on the floor. And I'd get right by the old Philco radio, stick my head right down where the speaker is, and to the Grand Ole Opry or anything I thought would be good. And I listened to the radio all the time.
Did you ever think you would be standing on that stage singing on the radio?
Never. I never dreamed. That dream would I could never dream that big.
Your foreword in the book is done by Dolly Parton. What is your relationship like with Dolly?
Me and Dolly are good friends. We've been friends forever. When she first came to with Porter Wagoner and me with the Wilburn Brothers, we became friends back then.
How often do you?
Me and Connie Smith. Connie came to Nashville about the same time I did, and we've been friends a long time.
Mm-hmm. Do you
Was I reading somewhere where you really spend a lot of time reaching out to some of the younger artists and, you know, someone that you like? Is there any artist that you like kind of currently that you've reached out to?
Well, Miranda is the one that has got what it takes to be a great country artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is if she leaves that little red wagon alone.
Well, I think also Miranda has a little bit of your attitude. I mean, like, Dolly would beg, you know, Jolene not to take her man. You were like, uh-uh, you mess with my man, I'm going to whoop you. And that's kind of the way Miranda
is. I couldn't understand that.
The book is called Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust, My Friendship with Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn.
Me and Patsy were characters. We'd be sitting on the couch talking about our music, you know, and all that stuff, whether it was going to make it or whether it wouldn't make it. We took an ocean. We'd look at each other and say, well, we're going to wait it out anyway, ain't we?
So you guys were incredibly close. Obviously, you go through that into the book. But I've heard that you still talk to her every day?
I talk to her all the time. Now, the first time I played Vegas, I was scared to death. And I said, oh, Patrick's not here. I started singing my first song, looked up, and there she sat, just sitting down with her legs crossed over, And her arms crossed, looking at me, smiling.
Wow, I just got goosebumps.
And I said, she's here.
Wow.
Speaking of things like that, it's no secret that your farm there, your ranch, whatever you call it, has some paranormal ghost activity there. Is that still going on?
Yeah.
What happens?
I woke up the other morning and there was three women talking to each other about two or three o'clock in the morning, and it was ghosts, you know. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it at the time. They three of them standing there talking to each other, and I couldn't hear what they said. But I could see them waving their arms and their hands and talking. And on the right side of my bed was one, but she didn't have anybody to talk to. She didn't talk to anybody.
It was just a lonely ghost.
So do you kind of like see through them, or do they look like they're like real people?
They're real people. They are real people.
And so is the history of the place, like, did someone die there? Has this been going on for a long time?
Oh, God, way back Civil War. They used the front room over in the big house there. They used that for a hospital room.
Wow. So you believe that these ghosts are back to the Civil War that are appearing at your place?
Yeah, I think they come and go.
And they don't scare you at all?
They don't scare me at all. They don't bother us.
Mm-hmm. They just show up, have conversations at the foot of your bed at 3 a.m. No big deal.
You're tougher than we are.
Well, they don't, you know, you can't hear them. They were talking to each other. But if they show up and want to talk to me, I'll talk to them.
Well, she probably frying some chicken. I'm just saying.
I love you so much.
It's not the bed that's going to hurt you. It's a living.
That's right.
Boy, that's true.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh. I want Loretta Lynn to be on the show all the time.
I know.
She's
every
so
single day.
Right. Well, I will do this anytime you want me to.
The book is called Me and Patsy Kicking Up Dust, My Friendship with Patsy Cline. I definitely pick it up. It's available wherever you get your books at, and we definitely want you to go and get that and support not only the Loretta Lynn, but the heritage and the history of country music. Some great stories in this.
And also, I'd like to add, as soon as the lockdown is done, get out and see Loretta live. It's an amazing show.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Miss Loretta. We love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.